Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into, well, kind of the two faces of cybersecurity.
Yeah, on one side you have these incredibly complex, almost state-level cybercrime operations.
And on the other, the, let's be honest, often frustrating reality for us regular users when breaches happen and we see these settlements.
Exactly. So our mission today is really to connect those dots. We'll look at the latest reports, figure out the how and why behind these attacks.
Like the sophisticated tactics, the big vulnerabilities.
Right. But also focus on what it actually means for you when your data gets caught up in this stuff. What's the real impact?
Okay, let's dive in. First up, this group.
Yeah.
Codenamed UAT80099, reports say they're a Chinese-speaking cybercrime group running some pretty serious global SEO fraud.
Yeah, their operation is quite something. They're focusing on Microsoft ISIS servers, specifically targeting India, Thailand, Vietnam, Canada, and Brazil.
Wow, quite a spread.
It is. And their goal, well, yes, stealing credentials, that's part of it. But the main game seems to be this massive search engine optimization fraud.
So gaming Google.
Essentially, yeah. They hijack the credibility of legitimate websites to push traffic towards illegal gambling and ad sites using these high-value backlinks they create.
Okay, but what's really clever, or maybe scary, is how they're doing it. Specifically with their malware, Bad Ice.
Yes. That's the really interesting technical bit. The SEO manipulation part of the malware. It only activates if the request comes from Google.
Wait, so only if the user agent says Googlebot?
Exactly. If it's Google's crawler, the fraud stuff kicks in. If it's anyone else, like a security scanner or just a regular user, it lays low.
That's designing malware specifically to fool the search engines themselves while hiding from security.
Wow. It shows the level they're operating at. And this kind of aggression, this focus on vulnerabilities, it's everywhere. We also need to talk about this Oracle E-Business Suite vulnerability.
Right. CVE 2025-618-82. That CVSS score was, what, 9.8?
Nearly a perfect score, which means critical, immediate danger. Remote attackers, no authentication needed, can get network access, possibly run code.
And this wasn't just theoretical, was it? Caliberti, the data theft group, they were already using it.
They were. Jumped on it fast. Which leads to this really stark warning for companies. Patching now is crucial, obviously, but you have to investigate if you were compromised before the patch.
Because the attackers might already be inside.
Precisely. It's often a race, and the attackers frequently win that initial sprint.
Okay, so that's the high-level threat.
Okay.
Let's shift gears. How does this stuff hit us, the users? Let's talk Discord.
Right, the Discord breach. Interesting because it wasn't Discord's main systems, but a third-party service provider they used for customer support.
A supply chain issue, then.
Exactly. And the data exposed. Real names, emails, IP addresses, even partial billing info, like the payment type and the last four digits of credit cards.
That's already bad.
It is. But for a smaller group who had to verify their identity, it gets worse. Photos of government IDs were accessed, driver's licenses, passports.
Oof. That's serious identity theft fuel right there. Financial motivation, ransom demand, the usual grim picture.
Yeah. Now, speaking of frustrating outcomes for users, let's look at Park Mobile. Remember that big breach back in 2021?
Oh, yeah. Affected something like 22 million users. Exposed bupa-cached passwords, license plates, a lot.
That's the one. Well, they settled the resulting lawsuit for $32.8 million.
Okay, sounds like a big number. So what did the victims get?
This is where it gets, well, almost unbelievable. The payout per victim.
$1.
$1.
Yep.
And not even cash. You have to manually redeem it as four separate dollars and 25 cents credits using a specific code, P at ArcMobile $1 inside the app itself.
You're kidding. A dollar in four installments. As an app credit.
I am not kidding. And that dollar coupon expires in October 2026.
That's wild. After having strongly encrypted passwords and license plates leaked.
Right. And to add insult to injury, Park Mobile is now warning people about phishing scams trying to exploit this very settlement news to steal more data.
Unbelievable. So if you use Park Mobile around 2021, definitely check a service like Have You Been Pwned.
Yeah.
See if your info was in that leak.
Absolutely. So wrapping this up, what's the big picture here? You see this massive contrast, don't you?
Yeah, hugely sophisticated criminals running global fraud rings, exploiting zero days.
Designing malware specifically to trick Google. And then on the user side, when millions are affected, the compensation can be, frankly, insulting, like a convoluted $1 app credit.
It really puts things in perspective. So here's something to think about. If these advanced groups are now spending time crafting malware just to manipulate search engine backlinks, how long before something as simple as using a parking app becomes like the single highest risk thing you do online all day? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?